On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, a Pro5 PC, trouble with scrolling text, and using a copyrighted song. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com screencast show. This is the show where every week I answer your questions about using technology in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. You can leave your message there. You can also find all my contact information, including my email, which is paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Or you can just leave a comment below the video, wherever you're watching that. That's cool, too. So let's dive on into the questions. I've got some pretty good ones here, so let's get started. Dwayne Brown on Twitter asked, I've been searching but can't find if Renewed Vision has a store where they recommend a specific PC build to run Pro5. That's because they don't recommend a specific PC to run Pro5. They recommend pretty much all the Macs in the Apple lineup. Those, depending on what you're doing, they should all work. If you get dedicated graphics, you're going to have better luck if you're doing multiple layers of video and things like that. So the lowest end Mac isn't going to give you the best performance that a Mac Pro would give you, obviously, but that's what they recommend typically. Keep in mind that the Windows version of ProPresenter is fairly new, just a couple of years old. So as a result, they haven't had as much time to work on the code base as they have, say, the last 10 years or so working on the Mac code base. So that's kind of important for you to know as well. So, one more thing. There are some features that are limited on a PC. You can't do, for example, SDI out. You can't do alpha channels out. You can't do MIDI control of outboard devices like switchers, things like that. Mostly it's the stuff that are separate modules that you have to pay for. But if any of those are why you want to use ProPresenter 5, stick with the Mac. I know it's less control. I know that PC people like their PCs. I used to be one back in the Windows 98 days. But still, I used to be one a decade ago, so I understand. I'm just telling you there are limitations. Molly Ann Walk on Twitter asks, I'm using your scrolling ticker technique in Motion, but running into trouble once I try and show it in ProPresenter. So I wrote back to Molly, and I suggested that the first thing I would do is I would want to know if that particular prop is actually showing up. So in addition to the ticker video, I would also put a solid image or draw a box or put in text, just something so that you know this prop is actually showing up. If it's not, or if you had the screen adjusted poorly or something, that would explain it. And we went back and forth a couple of times and she figured it out, so all's well. But I thought that I would share just the first troubleshooting technique I would go through if I were in her situation. Donna Fuller, who's in my mastermind, and she's not technically in church tech, but this is a question that I think is really important, so I thought that I would share it. I don't know if you covered this or not in video 4, 5, or 6. And she's talking about my video course that she was a part of. But I wanted to add background music to my videos. How do I get the rights to that? I only have one song in mind, Firework by Katy Perry. I'd like an instrumental version, possibly, or maybe even the real song. Where and how do I get that legally? Well, if you're using the Katy Perry version, you need to find out which record company that is and find their contact information. Should be fairly easy to do on the web, and tell them what you want to do. They will usually charge you something for it. It might be fairly inexpensive. It might be, I've heard as little as nothing for some songs and a lot of money for others. But generally I've heard of it being, depending on your use, in this case it's a web video, but I've heard once we got rights to use the song for $10 at church. So it's not super expensive necessarily. You just need to know how much they want to charge and decide if that's right for you. I sent her that message and she wrote back, "So I can't use the instrumental version I find on YouTube?" No, because the songwriter isn't paid and the people that play the instrumental version aren't paid. So you need to talk to those two people. And to further complicate matters, it could be that Katy Perry wrote the song, but she sold the rights to the record company, and then you'd have to sell the talk to the record company anyway. So you've got to get permission from the ones that perform the song and the ones that release the song and the ones that wrote the song. That's kind of across the board. So if you did it, let's say you were a musician and you recorded your own song, or you recorded, let's say you recorded Firework, you would only have to get permission from the owner of the song itself, not the record company necessarily, unless they also owned the song. Does that make sense to you? So that's some important copyright stuff for you to figure out when you're doing videos. What I normally do, though, is I don't use well-known songs. The song typically isn't the point of the video. Now, if you're doing a lip dub to Taylor Swift's Shake It Off, that's totally different. But if the point of the video is not the song, you just want a feeling, then since it's a feeling, I think I would go with production music, which tends to be easier to get the rights for, because that's what it's designed for. And that might be as little as free, $5 a song, 99 cents a song. I use JewelBeats.com sometimes, and their music tends to be 99 cents a song. And for me, that fits within the budget, and it's nice to know that I'm covered. There's also free music you can choose from on YouTube, like music designed in the back end of YouTube to allow you to use that music. If you choose that, that's fine. Vimeo also has some, so just keep in mind which it is and make sure that you check if it's free or if there's a revenue share agreement. And if you're not trying to make money on it, you really don't care if there's a revenue share agreement, unless you don't want any ads on your song and that, or on your video, then that could affect that. So I hope that helped you. If you like this video, don't hesitate to head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and then you can pick up any of the free gifts that I have there, and you'll get a free copy of my weekly newsletter. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.